22 minutes past the hour. Sunrise America. I'm Scott Ledger, America's Talk Radio Network. No, it's not Vanilla Ice. Who ripped it off? I guess he's ripping off things left and right. He ripped off a riff from a David Bowie song, and he also ripped off someone's pool supplies on another house. I don't get that. But I don't make those choices, thank God. And welcome back to the show. You know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm kind of a weird Second Amendment guy because I don't own guns. My brother does. But I am all about the right to carry weapons. That's why I say it's the Second Amendment. The first one's free speech, so you can talk about how evil the king is. And the second one's a gun so you can defend yourself when the king decides to come knock on your door. And that's why I love the Second Amendment. And our next guest, John Lott from CrimePreventionResearchCenter.org. That's a long website. Take me a half hour just to type that, John.
Right. Well, you can also get there by just crimeresearch.org.
All right.
You having me on.
You got it. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You know, we're hearing about these threats in the malls. Ironically, it's about the same time Department of Homeland Security are having meetings in Congress. It always seems to sync up. That's a separate story. But I know, I think about the movie shootings and, you know, you think about Columbine and different places where what if the citizenry were armed? And I think this is really where you want to go with this. You know, if you're in a mall, you know, how can you protect yourself, John?
Right. Well, there have been a number of mall shootings from Omaha to Kansas City to Salt Lake City to Portland, Oregon, other places. But one thing that's consistently happens is that you may only have one mall or two malls, enclosed malls in an area that ban permanent concealed handguns, but yet time after time, those are the places where these attacks occur. And a week ago, we had the Somali terrorist groups, who, by the way, were behind the Westland Mall shooting in Nairobi, Kenya, which killed 68 people and left over 150 others wounded. Threatened to have the same type of an attack on the Mall of America in Minnesota, the largest mall in the United States. And that mall also has signs banning permanent concealed handguns. And I guess the question is in part, who will obey those signs? Obviously, law-abiding good citizens will obey those signs, but it's pretty difficult to believe that the terrorists, if they were to go and see those signs, will say, oh, we're not allowed to take our weapons in there, and we'll refrain from doing the attack. The problem is that rather than just kind of ignoring it, it actually serves as a magnet for these types of attacks. After the Kenya Mall shooting, Ron Noble, who's the head of Interpol, which is kind of Europe's version of the FBI, said, look, there's two ways to try to deal with these problems. One is to seal off an area and make it a true gun-free zone. The other one is to allow victims to be able to defend themselves. And he said after 13 years as head of Interpol, he had become convinced and changed his mind about the gun-free zones. He said it was simply impossible to really keep bad guys from being able to go and bring in weapons into the area. But rather than making it more difficult for these killers, it actually, having a gun-free zone which only disarmed the victims, actually made it easier for them to engage the attack.
That's John Lott, crimeprevention.org, Attack on America, the Global Malls Under Terror
Crime
Watch. I'm Scott Ledger.
Crimeresearch.org.
Oh, I'm sorry, Crime Research. I underlined the wrong piece. There we go, crimeresearch.org. John, you know, I have libertarian friends that say self-policing is was what America was founded on originally. It was, you know, you take care of yourself, I'll take care of myself, and my gun is my own protection. Do you think, and I just want to pose a question, do you think if we had one of these attacks in our country and a citizen that was armed in, let's say, a mall was actually responsible for thwarting it? It's kind of two questions here. One, do you think that would, the next terrorist maybe thinks twice? And secondly, what does that say about Homeland Security and the official people that are here to, effectively protect us versus someone doing it themselves? Do you think we'll see that? And what do you think that effect would have?
Well, first of all, there have been mall shootings in the United States which have been stopped by citizens with permanent concealed handguns. They don't get a lot of attention, but they have happened. happened in Israel. Israel started allowing citizens to carry concealed handguns in 1972. And you can see how that changed the type of attack, you know, from the time Israel was a country, even before, up until 1972, they continually used machine guns in order to try to go through the attack. After 72, not only did you see a reduction in the types of attacks, but they changed to using bombs, which ended up having fewer fatalities associated with them. There's, in my book, More Guns, Less Crime, I have a news story from shortly after the change in policy in Israel, where four terrorists had gone into a mall, pulled out their machine guns, started firing, and it was a weekday, school day afternoon in a mall just outside of Tel Aviv, and the civilians in the mall pulled out their handguns, started firing, killed three of the terrorists, wounded the fourth, and the reason why I included it in the book was because the terrorist who survived when he was being taken to the hospital was quoted by the attendants in the ambulance as being very upset, complaining vociferously that nobody had told him that the middle-aged women in the mall at that time would have handguns.
That's amazing.
And you can see they quickly learn from the mistake. Here's the thing. Terrorists have huge strategic advantages.
They John. Hello? John, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We just don't have time to start a thought. I want to make sure people can go to your website to find out where they can find Attack on America. Website and where they can find you, John.
Well, they can go to crimeresearch.org, and that has plenty of information about the issues we've just been talking about.
You got it. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I love talking Second Amendment. A lot of people are going to be talking about this. Guns are a Pandora's box. The box is open. How do we deal with it? More guns make us safer? Less guns make us safer? It's a great argument. And we are out.